And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 18th of April, 2009. The anniversary of the great historic event celebrated by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow in the poem that begins, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year, or who in fact remembers that poem by Longfellow. But it was on this day in 1775. Paul Revere rode from Boston out to Lexington and then to Concord, warning that the British were coming. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I never killed a man, but I have read many obituaries with a lot of pleasure." Clarence Darrow, the lawyer, born in Kinsman, Ohio, 1857, who in his long career in Chicago and all over the country fought for unions, for racial equality, and in behalf of the poor and the unpopular. And it's the anniversary of one of the worst natural disasters in this country's history, the San Francisco earthquake of 1906, which began at 5:12 in the morning on a Wednesday. The shaking lasted just over a minute, the main shock about 42 seconds long. Along the San Andreas Fault, running the length of California, the epicenter 2 miles off the coast of San Francisco, the earthquake believed to have been about a 7.8 on the modern Richter scale. San Francisco was a city of 410,000 people at the time, and the earthquake and the fires that followed left about 2 out of 3 San Franciscans homeless. The earthquake caused some damage. The fires that followed caused even more. Fires caused by ruptured gas lines, and then fires set by firefighters, thinking they could blow up buildings with dynamite and thereby create fire breaks, which did not work. It was later estimated that half of the buildings blown up by dynamite would have otherwise survived. And then there were the buildings set afire by the owners, hoping to collect insurance money. Because insurance did not cover earthquake damage, it did, however, cover fire damage. But the disaster caused so much damage that insurance companies couldn't cover it anyway, so people didn't get their money. Historians now estimate that 90% of the destruction to the city came from fires that followed the earthquake rather than the earthquake itself. About 500 persons were shot and killed by federal troops and police trying to prevent looting, many of whom were not actually looting, it turned out, simply trying to rescue their own possessions from the fires. After the earthquake, San Francisco set out to rebuild itself in time for the great Panama Pacific International Exposition, scheduled for 1915. And in the rush to rebuild, they took shortcuts, ignored many of the building codes and regulations, and buildings built in the years after the earthquake were actually less seismically safe than those built before. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, "To This May." They know so much more now about the heart, we are told, but the world still seems to come one at a time, one day, one year, one season, and here it is, spring once more, with its birds nesting in the holes in the walls, its morning finding the first time, its light pretending not to move, always beginning as it goes. A poem by W.S. Merwin, "To This May," from Present Company, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.